In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, oh, I still feel warm and fuzzy all over, and it's not just the puffy vest I'm wearing here. I feel so good about where we're at in the system. Is afraid. The system is regrouping, making adjustments. I will tell you exactly what I'm talking about tonight. You see it everywhere when you notice it. We'll have that chat. It appears the Trumps are carrying the right amount of salt and bitterness back into the White House. Melania stiffs Jill Biden. Jill Biden stiffs Kamala Harris. And, well, we're going to talk a little bit more about retribution versus justice. Revenge versus a reckoning. There are differences here because we have to approach things the right way, and we'll discuss all that tonight. Violent left-wing groups are already recruiting for the inauguration, and someone's worried slavery's coming back. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. This is a bunch of stories kind of along these lines, but I got this email. Jesse. Is it just me or does it feel like the calm before the storm for you too? The Democrats will not quit pushing their demonic ideology after what they did in 2020 to stop Trump from being elected. I figured they would do whatever it takes to keep him from office again. But wouldn't we be seeing signs of it? Riots, etc.? Says thanks for what you do. Okay, first, let's just go over something I know you already know, but let's really take this in. Donald Trump almost died. Donald Trump almost died. 2 inches. He turned his head at the exact moment. That shot from 148 yards away, that was a good shot. That was an accurate shot. If your guy, your target happens to move right when you pull the trigger, there's precious little you can do about that. Donald Trump turns his head. If he doesn't do that, Donald Trump is dead. Gone. We're not having this conversation. Georgia. Georgia's system, the way it works in Georgia, when you are convicted of a felony, you can try for a new trial. You can appeal the whole thing. From prison, you go immediately to prison. Donald Trump was facing RICO charges, among other things, in Georgia, and people were already starting to flip. They were flipping people against Donald Trump. He was going to be walking into Fulton County, Georgia, Fannie Willis prosecuting, and he was going to be convicted of felonies there. Donald Trump should be in state prison in Georgia. Should be. That was the likely outcome. And turns out Fannie Willis was having an affair with the guy she put in charge of the whole thing. The entire case blew up. Boop. Goes away. What happened wasn't supposed to happen. And
You are probably still borderline euphoric with the win we had a week ago. I am. You can probably hear it in my voice. But really take in how unlikely this was. They tried to murder him multiple times, and they almost had him dead to rights in prison. But he got out of it, and he won. So what I'm trying to explain is we're still in a little bit of a state of shock about how well last Tuesday went. You say, does this feel like the calm before the storm? Well, think about this if you're the system. If you are the system, if you are this huge evil conglomerate that runs this country, you want Democrat rule forever. Because Democrats will help you loot the treasury, abuse the people, do all the things the system wants done in the country. And you thought you had it made. Of course you thought you had it made. And you wake up a week ago and it's House, Senate, and presidency. And now Trump isn't backing off of any of his stuff. CIA, FBI, Tom Homan, borders are talking about going into cities. Tom Homan came out and he flat out said, look, well, here he was.
No, exactly not. Look, the view, it's like the island of the misfit toys. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. President Trump has made it clear. We will prioritize public safety threats and national security threats first. And that's what the focus would be. And there's over 1.5 convicted criminal aliens in this country with final orders removal that we're going to be looking for. There's thousands of gang members, illegal gang members we're going to be looking for. Now, I'm going to say, if you're in the country illegally, you shouldn't feel comfortable. Absolutely not. I won't feel comfortable if I'm in the country illegally. If I'm in some other country illegally, I'm not going to be comfortable. You shouldn't be comfortable either, because when you enter this country illegally, you have committed a crime. You are a criminal, and you're not off the table.
The system is in a state of shock right now. And the system is going through a serious grieving process. You asked why there aren't riots in the streets. Well, I'm going to read you a few headlines. They'll sound unrelated, but they're related. Why haven't there been the riots in the streets? We were all anticipating it. Why no riots? Headline, Trump's victory crashes CNN, MSNBC, legacy media ratings. Headline, CNN will axe top stars in layoffs that see hundreds fired as ratings continue to tank. Headline, sore loser. Humiliated leftist Mark Cuban deletes pro-Kamala Harris tweets following Trump landslide win. What do any of these things have to do with the riots or lack thereof in the streets? Those riots are all paid for. If you believe, and I do, people like Mike Benz, they will explain that a lot of this actually comes back to the intelligence agencies who run these operations on foreign soil and have been doing so for a long time, and now they operate very illegally, domestically doing it here. But we'll set intelligence agencies aside for a moment. Did you think the St. George Floyd protests were organic? Did you think we just had thousands and thousands of people in city after city after city that felt like going out and throwing bricks and looting Foot Locker all across the country? Oh, it can happen in a city, right? We've all seen LA blow up a couple times in our lives. It was obviously going to happen in Minneapolis. So it can happen organically, but did you think anything that happens that massively was organic? Let me explain. Just understand what we're dealing with here, because this will come back to what the system's doing. I want you to think about a super rich guy. In fact, we'll name Soros, but it goes well beyond Soros. I'm only naming Soros because he's the name everybody knows, George Soros. And I'm going to make up what I'm about to say here, but we're just doing it for reference. Okay, just picture George Soros, write his name on a piece of paper, or at least in your mind, and put a circle around it. Okay, you got Soros. He's sitting there, circle around it. Well, a branch off of Soros is this nonprofit. Another branch off of Soros is this campaign PAC. Another branch is a separate nonprofit, and then another nonprofit. But then those nonprofits put circles around them because they have, oh, three other nonprofits that branch off of this nonprofit and three other ones that branch off. Just picture this big spider web branching off of everything. Communists fund all forms of their political activity. All the campaign money, yes, it comes from these same billionaires. But these billionaires do so much more than donate to Kamala Harris for election. They do so much more than that. They will fully fund this group, this cause, this nonprofit. And then that group will fund other nonprofits. And those nonprofits, when you get far enough down the line, you'll find that they're recruiting and paying street animals for the street animal activism you see across the country. During the St. George Floyd riots, we have documented case after documented case of pallets of bricks showing up on the streets. Do you have any idea how difficult it is to acquire and place a pallet of bricks? It's not something where you just pick up DoorDash and place an order. It has to be done deliberately. It's expensive. What kind of coordination would it take to do that in New York and LA? The reason you're not seeing street riots right now is the checks aren't being written yet for said street riots. The system is in shock. Now, they're not done. They're not gone. We will discuss what may be coming, the whys. We'll discuss a few things. It's going to be a fun show, really fun show. We'll get to a bunch of emails, other things tonight. Before we do that, let's discuss living better. I love chalk. I love that I have a natural herbal supplement company that I trust implicitly. I have one that not only shares my values, but I can ask them questions. They have, you know, you can call or text chalk. You can text them. If you have questions about any of the supplements on their website, and they'll talk to you. You're not just a number. You're not just a faceless customer. I have testimonial after testimonial. I can't believe they took the time. Well, the owner texted a guy back one night. That's what you get at Chalk. Natural herbal supplements. I personally take a male vitality stack every single day. I feel so freaking good. Go see what they have and get a discount. Get a subscription so you get a discount. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Go get some. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, an amazing Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can call us and leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373, as long as the voicemails are nice.
Jesse, saw you on the Megyn Kelly Show. Dude, you shouldn't pick up your phone because it makes your hands look even smaller.
We only want nice voicemails from now on. Anyway, Jewish producer Chris, speaking of the pallets of bricks, Chris just looked during the break. Well, what does it take? Chris said he looked at just Home Depot a week to get a pallet of bricks delivered somewhere. They started popping up in American City after American City after George Floyd died. So much of what you see and what I see is paid for and organized, and we don't realize it. And I'm not exempting myself from this. There are so many things. I keep making new discovery after new discovery. I talk to a new person, and you'll find out, wait, there's an organization designed to do this. Remember when Kamala Harris first entered the race? Here's a good recent example. Remember when she first entered the race, and if you were on social media at all, you started to see, wow, she really picked up on there. Wow, they're talking about Kamala Harris a lot. They're talking about Harris here and Harris that and Harris here. And then, of course, a whistleblower comes forward and reveals he was offered $10,000 to make a pro Kamala Harris. I think it was a TikTok video, if I remember right. So if you're sitting around, you're on your phone, you're on your iPad, you're browsing social media, and all of a sudden you see something trending in your mind, you think, wow, that something is getting more popular. I can't believe what I'm seeing. It's paid for. Paid for. The riots are funded and paid for. The propaganda is funded and paid for. Here in Texas, whenever there's any tranny activism here, tranny protests here, people have done real journalism looking into it. Hey, what? How are these things getting organized? How? Guess who paid for it? Big Pharma. They traced it back to the big pharmaceutical companies who want your son or daughter to think that there's some kind of deranged freak who needs medication and they need body parts chopped off, because they understand as soon as you get to that level of mental illness, you will be a big pharma customer for the rest of your 18 years on the planet. And so big pharma, they choose to invest. I know it's sick and evil, it's wrong, but it's an investment for them, a smart investment. I'm the one who sells puberty blockers. I'm the one who sells this SSRI. I'm the one who sells this. Why wouldn't I invest some of my money in making sure the next generation is as screwed up and confused and self-hating as humanly possible? Because I'm guaranteeing customers for myself. It's no different than it's football season. It's no different than the NFL. Have you ever seen the NFL's youth camps? You ever seen them talk about their youth camps, youth sports, this quarterback's doing youth this, youth that? People look at that stuff and they think, wow, that's great. How magnanimous. Look at how the NFL gives back. It's not that they're giving back. They're ensuring that generation after generation is in love with football, so the next superstar athlete doesn't play basketball, doesn't play baseball, doesn't play soccer. They want him in pads because then he'll be playing on Sunday 10 years from now, making them millions of dollars. It's an investment. That's how the Communist Activist Network works. It's all funded and paid. Funded and paid for. That's why we're not seeing it. And so you look at the ratings of these television networks, CNN, rumor has it, it might be huge names you would know. We don't know the names yet. So I don't want to just toss people's names out there, but it's going to be someone you know from CNN gone. That's a major deal. MSNBC published ratings today. Their post-election ratings are down 40 to 50%. They lost half their audience overnight. Overnight, it's gone. The system is recoiling, and now the system is regrouping. That's all the good news, right? The system is grieving, recoiling, figuring out what they need to do to protect their gigantic evil scams. That's why you're not seeing riots yet. That's why they haven't started that stuff yet. If you start rioting now, you have an incoming Trump administration that appears to mean business. You start rioting now, they're going to look into that. So, look, be patient. The riots will come. The system is not quitting. Evil doesn't ever, ever, ever quit. They will keep going. But there's so much. We shouldn't ever forget about the money aspect of what we see. There's money behind all this propaganda. And the reason there's so much money being spent is because there's so much money to be made, just like we laid out with the big pharma stuff. They spend the money because there's money to be made. And the most amount of money you can possibly sink your hands into is your money, the taxpayer, the American Treasury. Think about the American Treasury like a big pot with all that money in it. And so I don't care what other pot you look at, Google's pot or what, pick another big company, Nike or even Tesla, Elon Musk, all these other pots have all this money in it. You know what the biggest pot by a mile is? The $20 trillion United States economy. It destroys and dwarfs all other pots. So if you have access to that pot of gold, you want to preserve it. You need to preserve it. And you will spend money to maintain access to that pot of gold. Do you want another amazing example of exactly what I'm talking about how they spend the money so they can access your money? I'll play you something you haven't heard yet. Next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
it's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, an amazing Tuesday. Chris just accused me of having extra pep tonight. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I'll tell you what it might be. Well, here's what it might be. I'll get to the audio in just a second. Little Caesars, I told you about the stuffed crazy bread. What, Chris? They also have these pepperoni puffs. They're called pepperoni puffs. They might be as good as Cheddar Bay biscuits from Red Lobster. They really might be. They have this kind of little crunchy outside. Anyway, I had some of those about an hour ago, and man, I've just never felt better. I've never felt more alive than I feel right now. Speaking of the things we were just talking about, America to these people, it's just a big bank vault to be looted. And right now the system is very worried about its access to that bank vault. Here's an example. John Podesta, he got up and spoke to a bunch of dorks at the UN. Listen to what John Podesta says. Listen to this.
This is not the end of our fight for a cleaner, safer planet.
This is all a bunch of climate change gobbledygook. Just get ready for that.
This is not the end of our fight for a cleaner, safer planet. Facts are still facts. Science is still science. The fight is bigger than one election, one political cycle in one country. This fight is bigger still because we are all living through a year defined by the climate crisis. And
you know, Taco Bell brought back the Mexi Melt. I forgot to tell you, the Mexi Melt. Have you even had the Mexi Melt yet? Anyway, back to Podesta.
Every country of the world. July 22nd was the hottest day in recorded history.
Lie.
The consequences of living on a rapidly warming planet are all around us. And not just in collapsing coral reefs and melting ice sheets. It's had devastating...
Notice, he's getting to the good part here in a moment. Notice how all the disastrous things that are happening because of climate change are things that you can never see. Oh, the ice caps are melting. Well, really? I can't see them. Well, take my word for it. I'm a scientist. The coral reefs are leaving us. Where? They're deep in the ocean. Just trust me, they're leaving us.
The impact on people's lives. This fall, Hurricane Helene and Milton slammed into the southeastern United States, killing hundreds and cutting off power and water in communities for weeks. The worst drought in decades in southern Africa is putting 20 million children at risk of malnutrition and even...
Yes, hurricanes in Florida and droughts in Africa. These are very rare.
Starvation. Wildfires and drought are ravaging the Amazon and the Pantanal, destroying indigenous communities and burning up an area the size of Switzerland. None of this is a hoax. It is real. It's a matter of life and death.
Yes, the Amazon's still burning. It's been burning since I was a child. How much Amazon can be left?
So I want to address tonight a topic that is on everyone's mind, the U.S. election. For those of us dedicated to climate action, last week's outcome in the United States is obviously bitterly disappointing, particularly because of the unprecedented resources and ambition President Biden and Vice President Harris brought to the climate fight.
And there it was. There it was. Did you catch that one? I'll play it for you again. That, after that long speech, what about the starving kids in Africa? Ah, the Amazon. But John, what is it you loved so much about the Biden-Harris administration, and why are you so bitterly disappointed about the election?
So I want to address tonight a topic that is on everyone's mind, the U.S. election. For those of us dedicated to climate action, last week's outcome in the United States is obviously bitterly disappointing, particularly because of the unprecedented resources and ambition President Biden and Vice President Harris brought to the climate fight.
It's all about money. For the elites, not for the streets. Remember, the street animals, they're dumb, they're mentally ill, they're on a bunch of medications. The street animals really believe in man-made climate change, and they believe that, you know, women are being oppressed, and they believe that black people are still in slavery in the country, and that they believe that, yeah, the street animals really believe all that stuff. Set them aside. But for the elites, it's all about money. And once a Democrat gets elected, then the elites have more access than they otherwise would to your money, to the gigantic pot of gold that is the United States of America's treasury. Democrats get elected and they promptly let all of their friends pillage it. Friends like John Podesta. What's he mean? The unprecedented resources. Well, go look at the freaking evil Inflation Reduction Act. $1 trillion of your money handed out in gobs by the billion to all these green companies. In the end, it's about money. Everyone wants access to your money. And they're worried about that access drying up right now. So they are regrouping. And a lot of these media axings, a lot of these layoffs, CNN, MSNBC, ratings crashing, this goes to something we've been talking about as well. It's not just the money portion of it, although it always comes back to that as well. When you lose half your ratings, you lose half your advertisers. When you lose half your advertisers, you lose half the money coming in. And soon, well, they don't pay you to be a pretty face on television. They pay you so people watch and support your advertisers. Right? It's just like radio. It's just like what I do. It's the exact same thing. They don't pay me because I'm so handsome, although they could, Chris. Whatever. Anyway, another thing with these media ratings, it goes back to the crisis of legitimacy we've been talking about. The system is facing a major crisis, a crisis that is actually bigger than Donald Trump's election. The major crisis the system is facing right now is they've lost legitimacy in the minds and eyes of the people. The same people who believed all those propaganda lies around COVID, the same people who bought into all those propaganda lies around St. George Floyd and Russian collusion and a million other things, those same people seem to have checked out on believing those lies. And that, for the system, is more dangerous than Donald Trump. The general public removing its trust from the system is the end of the system. They cannot continue. They cannot go on without it. I saw something. I don't have it here. The guys gave it to me, but I put it in a pile. Something about the Harvard Institute. That's what it was. The Harvard Institute has announced that it can't be nonpartisan anymore. In response to Donald Trump being elected, it can't be nonpartisan anymore. I shrugged my shoulders and laughed. Why? Because of their endless activism and endless lies, Harvard has destroyed the brand of Harvard. Now, look, it's my whole life. Harvard has been one of those places. Yeah, it's always kind of left wing, but it's the elite of the elite. It's the place, I mean, they would never let me be a janitor in Harvard. It's where only the smartest, the most successful people go. This place of reverence. Now you bring up Harvard to people, they mock it. They mock Harvard like it's some junior college I got into. They mock these institutions. Once the institutions were taken over by the communists, the communists used the institutional name and institutional power to further his goals, but you can only do that to the extent the institution retains its legitimacy. You can only do that if the institution retains the trust of the people. Once the people took that away, once reverence for the FBI was lost, and it is lost, once that's lost, then it's probably the beginning of the end for the FBI. Now you see internet videos all the time of FBI showing up at people's homes, and there's no longer this deep reverence. Wow, thank you for your service. Whoa, FBI, now it's get off my porch, you communist piece of trash. Slam, and the door shuts. Exactly how they should be treated. It's wonderful. All right, let's get to some emails and other things. And before we get to the saltiness of the Trumps, which I am really, really enjoying right now, how do we handle retribution, revenge, all these things? Because it does have to be handled. We'll get to that. Before we get to that, let's get to protecting yourself. The country's full of a bunch of violent animals now. It is. Story after story, video after video, you've seen them. You have to. Have to carry something on you to protect yourself, men and women. You have to. And this is where people will yell, Jesse, I can't. I'm in New York. Jesse, I can't. Burna pistol launchers are non-lethal and they're legal in all 50 states. No permit needed. No background check needed. We're talking 60-foot range with tear gas rounds and kinetic rounds, pepper rounds. These things incapacitate attackers so effectively, SWAT teams around the country are using Burna. They will save your life, and anyone can use it. It's not a gun. She doesn't like guns. It's not a gun. You want the perfect Christmas gift? Give the gift of safety. BYRNA. Burna.com/Jesse. Save your life tonight.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show. We love your emails. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. You can leave us voicemails, 877-377-4373. Let's get to some of those. Demigod of the Tiny Hands Tribe. The culture of fear is deep. My daughter works for a worldwide athletic clothing brand based in Oregon. Gee, I can't imagine what one that might be. Nike. She was approached by a young black woman, well-educated, and a kind person. She asked her, quote, why does half of America hate me? This shows the fear that the left has put on our young women in America. Sad but true. Please don't use my name. I've been telling you this a lot lately, and I really mean it. Maybe I'm just getting soft in my old age, but I do have sympathy for the street animals. Oh, a lot of them still need to be locked up, but I have genuine sympathy for, you know, have you ever seen one of these kids who comes out and he's a trainee now and hates his parents and things like that? Or like you just mentioned, this black lady, oh, they're going to put me in chains and things like that. I have sympathy for them because these are people who have been manipulated by large quantities of propaganda. Large quantities of propaganda. And most of these people, many of them are stupid. I'm not being mean, but lower IQ people, they have, it's not mean, Chris. It's not mean. I'm being nice. They're too stupid to understand they're being propagandized over and over and over again. And then they end up propagandizing each other. And the reason I feel sympathy for them is I've really come to understand more and more what we were just talking about, that there are evil people, many, 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 many of them with money and with power who are lying to them on purpose. They know they're lying. One of the oldest things in the world that we've pointed out forever, you've heard this, is a reference to rich Democrat politicians who claim to believe in climate change, and then they build homes right on the ocean. The Obamas are a famous example, but this would honestly apply to any of them. John Kerry flying around the world in a private jet. going to climate change conferences. In one trip, he puts more carbon out than you or I will ever put out in our lifetime. And people will love to point out the hypocrisy of it. Move past that. Let's talk about the evil of it. Because what it really shows is Barack Obama, he's whipping the morons who believe him up into a frenzy about man-made climate change. And he knows it's a lie. He doesn't believe in it at all. He knows it's an outright lie. It's one thing if I tell my children, hey, don't go in that swimming pool. There are deadly poisonous snakes in that swimming pool. And I believe it too, so I don't get in. Maybe I'm just misguided. You know, I'm not evil. I'm just wrong. And I'm leading my sons astray by accident. Okay, that's bad. But it's a mistake. I'm maybe just dumb or something like that. But if I know there are no snakes in that swimming pool, and I go take a big dip in that swimming pool myself, and then I get out, dry myself off, and the boys ask to go for a swim, and I say, you can't, there's deadly snakes in there. Well, that's freaking evil. That's intentionally taking advantage of somebody because I have the power to do so. What these propaganda networks have done, it's evil. Now, Joy-Ann Reid, I don't know if I would consider her one of the elites. She's certainly wealthy, but there's a chance Joy-Ann Reid believes what she's about to say here. But either way, this is freaking evil because the people who watch it will.
As we try to unpack exactly what happened in last week's election and how Donald Trump won, there's one particularly disingenuous argument that has emerged. The idea that identity politics was the problem for Democrats is laughable, considering it wasn't Vice President Kamala Harris who relentlessly focused on race or gender, either her own or anyone else's. That would be Donald Trump.
Joy-Ann Reid sits there every single night and spews race nonsense all the time. I'm oppressed. America's oppressed. I'm a woman. I'm black. I'm this. I'm that. I'm this. She sits there as a millionaire who only has her job because she's a DEI hire. She's not entertaining. She's not talented. There would be no other reason to hire Joy-Ann Reid. She exists in the media sphere solely because of her gender and her skin color, and yet she will sit there night after night after night on the airwaves and lie to all the stupid street animals out there about what's going on, and people end up believing it. It is so evil what the powerful Democrats and media people in this country have done to the stupid street animals who have believed them. And how far the street animals will go. Guy tried to assassinate Donald Trump. Two guys tried to assassinate Donald Trump because of all these lies. How many children have already mutilated themselves for all this gender nonsense? And the doctor doing it knows it's nonsense. That's evil. My sympathies, they really do lie with the misguided, stupid street communists. The elites, they can all go to hell, every single one of them. And I genuinely mean that, all of you. When you take advantage of people like they have and abuse people mentally like you have, that's wrong. Joe Biden calls us Nazis 24 hours a day. As soon as Joe Biden loses the election, or Kamala Harris does, he invites Trump for lunch. Nope, not good enough for me. Sorry. Pure Talk is good enough for me. It's good enough for this guy, too. How about this one? Hey, man with giant hands. I like this guy. Being from New Mexico, where Verizon is king, I was worried about switching. I finally pulled the trigger for Pure Talk, and it turned out to be the best service in the state. I can drive through all cell providers and maintain service. Could you please expand on the perks of Pure Talk? If I knew it was this great, I would have become a member back when I became a Chalk subscriber. Telling you, man. Pure Talk is the bomb. You'll save a fortune. My coverage also got better. I used to not be able to make calls from my living room. Now I can. Same great 5G network. Wonderful American customer service. And you save a bunch of money. And they share your values and promote your values. There's no reason not to switch. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.